The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RJ Ocho. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can check us out live every day about 3 p.m. Central Time. Sometimes we have to fly early. Sometimes we have to fly late. Sometimes life gets in the way. It's been a very busy week. Yesterday, I was in on ESPN San Antonio's The Blitz. We had Michael Irvin on, talked a lot about how the Cowboys offense of today reminds him of his Cowboys offense of the 90s. That was not a good thing. Also, speaking of the 90s Cowboys, I am also the co-host of the 750 with Tony Casillas, two-time Super Bowl champion. Tony and I recorded a brand new episode. It will be available in your Blog and the Boys podcast feed sooner rather than later. Make sure you go subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast feed on wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Apple, we've got Android subscriptions. We've got an RSS feed. If you need that as well, you know where to hit me up. Happy Thursday. It is Thursday, September 27th, 2018. As it is a Thursday, that means we will get to see the Tree of Life on today's episode of Ocho Live as we make our Week 4 picks. But before we do that, we have to get into these Dallas Cowboys, these gross Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys 1-2 getting ready to host the Detroit Lions on Sunday at noon. Steve Williams on YouTube Live asking if my shirt is silk. It's not. I wish it was. But I want to start off with a very interesting article. If you have not read it, make sure you head over to theringer.com and check out the titled article, America's Team Has Lost Its Identity. Robert Mays, one of the fantastic NFL writers over at The Ringer, really went in on the Dallas Cowboys of 2018. And you think about it, this is an offense that is broken in so many ways, just broken all over the place. And again, I can't encourage you enough to read it. We retweeted it over at Blogging the Boys if you want to go check that out. Or again, head to The Ringer yourself. But a quick excerpt from it, something that was really powerful, I thought, that Robert Mays wrote. If you're listening to the podcast, obviously you'll hear this. But if you're watching, we've got the screenshot available for you. A horrifying percentage of the Cowboys' pass plays look like a variation of the same route combination. Three or four receivers, all of whom start in isolation on the outside, run to certain points downfield and turn around. That's it. Sometimes their depths are staggered. Sometimes they're not. There are no mesh designs. There are no rub routes. There are no bunch concepts. Occasionally, receivers will cross, pass, or run complementary routes, but just as often, they won't. The Cowboys staff has done next to nothing to scheme their pass catchers open, so they're left trying to create separation on their own, and considering the overall lack of receiving talent on this roster, that's a challenge, even against a decimated secondary like Seattle's. I feel like that really does a great job of describing how powerfully bad the Cowboys offense has been. And again, we're talking about an offense that is broken in a number of ways. Dak Prescott failing to eclipse 200 yards passing in five consecutive games, nine of his last 11. The Cowboys have yet to score a touchdown in the second or third quarter this season. They're only one of three teams whom that's true for. The other two are the Tennessee Titans and Arizona Cardinals, both of whom have a rookie head coach, and one of which in the Arizona Cardinals, who is making a quarterback switch this weekend, going to the rookie Josh Rosen. Terrell Wyatt on BTB's Facebook live feed says, depressing watching Dak throw the ball. Guys do get open. I would disagree. I mean, does Dak Prescott miss throws? Absolutely. I'm not at all trying to absolve Dak of any blame, but I would also throw out, no pun intended, that the Cowboys Cowboys receivers do not get open. And I don't think that's necessarily 100% their fault. I think that it is their fault in the sense that they're not talented enough compared to other NFL-wide receiving groups. But to Robert Mays' point at the Ringer, the Cowboys coaching staff are not scheming to the strengths of Dak Prescott or of their wide receivers or anything like that. It is troubling times, but Scott Linehan and the rest of the Dallas Cowboys met with the local media today on Thursday. Scott Linehan, according to a tweet from the Dallas Morning News, is David Moore on Twitter at DavidMooreDMN, tweeting, Cowboys OC Scott Linehan hints at more creative game plan versus Detroit for a team that ranks number 30 on offense. We're obviously searching for some things that will help us. I think we've got some good stuff this week. Maybe just a few more wrinkles to it. I think we need that. Yo, Scott, I'm not an expert. I've never been an offensive coordinator in the NFL. I've never played in the NFL. Never played college football. I understand you probably have a lot more experience here than I do. But dude, you definitely need that. There's no thinking going on here. You need so many more wrinkles. In fact, Scott Linehan, do me a favor. Take the offense to get wrinkles and just like ball it up. Like you do your bed sheets when you wash them. Just ball it up. Get some rubber bands, tie it around, and just make a ball and throw it in the dryer soaking wet. And then take it out after about 20 minutes. That's how many wrinkles you need in this offense. It's got to be disgusting. It's got to be so wrinkled that it looks like it's never even heard of an iron. Look, what do you expect these guys to say? They're not going to come out and say that they're trash. They're not going to come out and dog on themselves. But the Cowboys offense is in some hot water. The Cowboys offense is on the precipice of putting their team in a 1-3 hole. You don't want to go 1-3 in September. That's part of what Tony Casillas talked about on the latest episode of the 750, which again will drop later today. Something else of note, a tweet from Ari Temkin from 105.3 The Fan up in Dallas and Phantom, good friend of the show on Twitter at ARI Sports, Ari Sports. Dak Prescott on the offensive approach this week said, hopefully we sling it around as much as he says, talking about Scott Linehan. Yeah, I think you got to sling it around. I think you got to sling it around town. Dak, I think you guys got to start throwing the football. The Cowboys, look, you look at it, they're you know, yards per rush are great. Zeke's yards per rush are great. Zeke's tied for the NFL lead in rushing. You have to be able to throw the football. Welcome to the NFL in 2018. The rules are literally set up to make it easier to throw the football than they ever have been ever before in the long history of the National Football League. Yet the Cowboys are shying away from that and doing what they can to get themselves out of that. It's hard to understand. And as you can imagine, I mean, whether you watch Ocho Live on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube Live, or the Blog of the Boys Facebook Live feed, or listen to the podcast on the Blog of the Boys podcast network, a lot of Blog of the Boys fans, a lot of Dallas Cowboys fans are down on this team. We do something over at SB Nation every week called Fan Pulse. I've talked about this before where we gauge really just that, the pulse of fan bases across the National Football League. We asked this week, who is the worst team in the NFL? And all 32 fan bases were polled on this. The four options were the Arizona Cardinals, Oakland Raiders, Dallas Cowboys, and Houston Texans. And you look at it, the Houston Texans getting 8% of the vote, the Oakland Raiders 23%, the Dallas Cowboys only 10%. Fans generally agree that the Arizona Cardinals are the worst team in the NFL, 59% of the vote. The Arizona Cardinals, though, they might be the worst team in the NFL, but they're not far behind the Dallas Cowboys when it comes to offensive production. Neither team really having much success. The Cardinals are one of the other two teams not to score a touchdown in the second or third quarter this season, along with the Cowboys and Tennessee Titans. It is it's fair to be panicked a little bit. And speaking of panicked, we also gauge the confidence of every NFL fan base over at SB Nation. And if you're watching Ocho Live, you can see this beautiful graphic that SB Nation whipped up for us. If you're listening to the podcast, head over to blogontheboys.com. You'll see the Fan Pulse post that I wrote up. But Dallas Cowboys fans, if you're watching Ocho Live, the confidence is shrinking and shrinking. And then it went up a little bit after the Cowboys beat the Giants. Cowboys fans' confidence went up a little bit, but it is at a season low. In fact, the question really is, how confident are Cowboys fans in the direction of the team? They are 6% confident. Six. Sace, that is one more than the number of Super Bowls that the Dallas Cowboys have. There is 6% confidence in the direction of the team. Only one NFL fan base has less confidence in the direction of their team. That one is the aforementioned Arizona Cardinals. So things are definitely a little testy around the Dallas Cowboys, and a little bit tense, a little bit warm, a little bit uncomfortable. And things are only going to get worse if they drop this game on Sunday to the Detroit Lions. It's going to be a big time week for the Dallas Cowboys, a big time week across the NFL. There are still some teams searching for their first win. And speaking of the games across the NFL, it is time, as it is Thursday's episode here on OHL Live, to bring out our friend, the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life is quite honestly what it sounds like. If your team is still on this tree, it means you still have life in this season in the NFL. There are two teams who are not technically on the tree this week, as they have byes, in the Washington Redskins and Carolina Panthers. But so is the Tree of Life. So how it works, so how it goes. So speaking of, let's get started. Let's start with Thursday night football. The Los Angeles Rams hosting the Minnesota Vikings. A lot of people think this is a preview of the NFC Championship game. A lot of people are really excited about this. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit bummed this game's on Thursday night. I'd love to see this kind of in that Sunday afternoon slot. That's when you really, really get a great game. I'm going to take the Rams. The Vikings losing to the Bills last week, certainly very weird. I'm going to take the Rams, and let's go. Let's party. I know they lost Aqib Talib. I know they're a little bit banged up, but I will take the Rams, especially at home. Let's move on to the Cincinnati Bengals and the Atlanta Falcons. And this is a weird game. The Falcons coming off that incredible performance last week against the New Orleans Saints. The Bengals coming off of a loss. I'm going to ride with Andy Dalton. I kind of think that Andy Dalton's going to light up the Falcons this week. That's Andy Dalton's my fantasy quarterback this week, because I just feel it in my bones. So I'm going to roll with Andy Dalton. Let's move on to those Arizona Cardinals. We talked about Josh Rosen's first start against the Seattle Seahawks. I know the Seahawks really aren't that great of a team. I know the Seahawks beat the Cowboys, but the Cardinals suck. The Cardinals are really bad. Poor Josh Rosen, poor David Johnson, poor Larry Fitzgerald having to go through this at this stage of his career. I will take the Seattle Seahawks. Let's move on to another rookie's first start, not first action, as he played a majority of last week's Thursday Night Football game, but Baker Mayfield making his first career start for the Cleveland Browns against the Oakland Raiders at the Black Hole. Look, the Raiders are just destined to be 0-4. That's kind of where we're at now. The Raiders are destined to be 0-4. How perfect would it be if Baker Mayfield's first career win, because he did win last week, but that because of the way the NFL works, he's not credited that win. If Baker Mayfield's first credited win was against John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders, I will take the Brownies. Let's move on. This game's interesting, kind of cool looking. The Bucks and the Bears. I'm going to take Chicago, but I do think that Ryan Fitzpatrick gets back on track. The Bucs have a bye next week. It's going to be very interesting to see how they handle the Jameis Winston situation when they get out of it, but I will take the Bears. A battle of California teams, the Jimmy Garoppolo-less 49ers taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers defense banged up as well, but they have a quarterback. That's the rule in the NFL. So I will take the Chargers. Let's move on. I know that people want to believe in the optimistic possibilities when it comes to this game, but we have to be real with ourselves. The Tennessee Titans taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Look, guys, look. I would love to sit here and say that the Eagles are going to lose. I would love to sit here and say and pretend that. There's no way the Eagles lose this game. There's no way. By the way, and I'm not at all trying to really kind of, you know, be upset about anything, but the Eagles will now have played two AFC teams in their first 4 weeks. All right, two AFC teams as they played the Indianapolis Colts last week. All right, that's kind of awesome. That's a great perk of the schedule. You think about it, the Dallas Cowboys have had to play three NFC teams, three NFC potential playoff contenders in the Panthers, the Seahawks, and the Lions in a division game. The Eagles getting a really soft schedule to start the year. We all know this is the time of year where you're not yourself. You're not really settled in. A lot of people are sort of saying this is the actual preseason because players don't play in the preseason. So it is really, really great for the Eagles, honestly, that they get two AFC games to start the month of their season. Because if you're going to lose a game in the NFL, you want to lose to the opposite conference. That's the way the rules work. So I will take the Eagles, and I do think that that's an interesting thing to note. Let's move on to the New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins. And the Dolphins undefeated. Look, I would love to get cute and take the Dolphins here, but I'm going to take the Patriots because they're pissed off, and you don't bet against the Patriots if they're pissed off. But I do think that we're not giving the Dolphins enough credit. I think the Dolphins are for real. I just think they're going to run into the Patriots this week. Let's move on to the New Orleans Saints and New York Giants, the battle of the news, with the exception of the New York Jets. The Giants got a cute win last week. That's coming to an end. The Saints are going to crush the Giants. Let's move on to the AFC South. The Houston Texans, who the Dallas Cowboys will play next week, hopefully off of a 2-2 record thanks to a win against the Lions. We'll get there. But the Houston Texans playing the Indianapolis Colts. I think the Texans get on the board this week. I'm not at all impressed by the Colts. I will take Houston, and I will take them with pride. Let's move on to the aforementioned New York Jets taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think this game is a lot closer than it looks on paper. I think it probably is close in the fourth quarter, but I will take the Jaguars just because I have common sense. Let's move on before we get to primetime games, excluding the Cowboys game, obviously. The Buffalo Bills, who shocked the world and beat the Minnesota Vikings last week, and the Green Bay Packers. I would love. It would be so great. It would be incredible to see Josh Allen take down Aaron Rodgers. It's just not meant to be, people. It's just not meant to be. Let's go, Aaron Rodgers. Let's go Sunday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers and Baltimore Ravens. I think there's a lot of Ravens love. I certainly think the Ravens are an interesting team, but I think the Steelers might be starting to find their mojo. I think the Steelers might be starting to dial in. I will take Pittsburgh. I think Antonio Brown has a nice game. Sunday Night Football, this particular rivalry, it just kind of feels like it's supposed to happen. Monday Night Football, before we get to the Cowboys game, the Denver Broncos and Kansas City Chiefs. Pat Mahomes. Let's go Chiefs. Finally, let's pick the Cowboys game of the week. I'll give you all a second to give your answers on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube Live, and the Blog of the Boys Facebook Live feed. The 1-2 Detroit Lions visiting the 1-2 Dallas Cowboys. The Lions, kind of a sneaky rival for the Cowboys. You think about it. There's some big games, some scary moments, some contentious moments. Certainly, obviously, the most recent one, the 2014 wild card round between these two teams. But I don't know. This feels, I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie. This feels a lot like that Bobby Carpenter game. That was a terrible day if you have been a Cowboys fan for 8 years now. That was a rough day if you were a Dallas Cowboys fan at the time. We've got Joe Trancina on B2B's Facebook Live. It's Cowboys 31, Detroit 10. I have just the hardest time imagining how the Dallas Cowboys are going to score 31 points in a game. I don't care how many wrinkles Scott Linehan plans on adding in there. Look, I want to pick the Cowboys. I haven't picked against the Cowboys so far this season. And in that respect, I'm 1-2 in terms of Cowboys games because we thought they'd beat the Panthers. We thought they'd beat the Seahawks. Obviously, we were right that they would beat the Giants. The Dallas Cowboys under Jason Garrett have never been 1-2, which they are now. They've always been 2-1 after 3 weeks. So they've definitely never been 1-3. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see how it happens. I don't see – there's nothing. There's nothing to be – optimistic about right now when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys offense, and you need offense to win in the NFL. I'm going to take the Lions. I'm going to take the Lions, and I really hope I'm wrong, because if the Cowboys go 1-3 as we enter October, things are going to get rough. If you think that this was a long week, and believe me, it was, it will be just pandemonium next week if the Dallas Cowboys are 1-3. But it just kind of feels like they might be, because it feels like the Lions are a better team. The Dallas Cowboys, again, their offense has not scored in the second or third quarter. Dak Prescott has a hard time eclipsing 200 yards passing. I think the Cowboys are going to try to run Zeke out the building. They're going to run Zeke. I would not be shocked if Zeke has 30 carries. I just don't know if that's enough to get it done against the Lions, because Matt Patricia, we forget, is a strong defensive mind. And a strong defensive mind is a bad thing against any offense, let alone one that can barely get going. This comes down to Matt Patricia versus Scott Linehan, and that seems fairly easy to pick in my mind. But I hope I'm wrong. I would love to be wrong, and I would love to come back on Monday morning and to be wrong. It would be tough. But that about does it for Thursday's episode of Ocho Live. Remember, we have a brand new episode of the 750 with Tony Casillas dropping soon. We had a brand new episode of Bruising the Boys drop earlier today on Thursday morning. Enjoy Thursday Night Football. Enjoy your Thursday in general. Enjoy your Friday morning. We'll be back on Friday at 3 p.m. Central Time for another round, another rendition of Ocho Live. You know where to watch us. You know where to listen to us. Make sure you subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed, and make sure you have a great time. So we will see you manana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Hey everybody, it's Neil Patel, editor-in-chief of The Verge. I host a podcast every week called The Vergecast with my friends Paul Miller and Dieter Bohn. We've got a rotating cast of characters from our entire site, which is about technology, how it impacts culture, and how that is all a big cycle that causes us to have a wide variety of feelings that you can listen to every Friday. We've done over 300 episodes in the 6 years since The Verge has been around, but you only need to listen to one, the latest one, to get caught up on everything in tech news. Vergecast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere else you listen to podcasts. Check it out.